Fluoridated water has been a controversial subject in Juneau recently. Now residents and council members in the town of Craig on Prince of Wales Island are also taking a look at the issue. On the October municipal ballot, voters there will tell the council whether they agree or disagree with the decision to take fluoride out of the water. KRBD's Jay Marble reports.
It was in the mid-1980s that Craig started putting fluoride in the water system. Mike McKimmons was the public works director at that time. McKimmons, now retired, says that the city started using fluoride after being approached by the Indian Health Service.
Indian Health Service had a program to put fluoride in all the villages. And they approached the city at that time wanting to install a fluoridation system here in Craig. The city council discussed it at, a couple of meetings, and ultimately they passed a resolution to support fluoridation of city water. IHS provided the equipment, the fluoridation equipment, and I think a one-year supply of the fluoride chemical.
Fluoride has been praised by dental health advocates and dismissed by those who feel it's medication and that medication is a personal choice. Over the last 60 years, municipal fluoridation has become entangled in much larger and unrelated social and political movements. During the Cold War, it was said to be a secret weapon of the Soviet Union. Fear of fluoride was also lampooned in movies like Dr. Strangelove. Mayor Dennis Watson says he knows there are many conspiracy theories about fluoride, but that's not why he came out against putting it in city water. He was approached by residents who questioned why it was being used. Also, he has health concerns. He's a cancer survivor and believes he should avoid fluoride. And he says fluoride can be added easier than it can be taken out.
There is a certain mindset that believes that you can filter it out. Well, I've heard from a lot of people you can't really do it. I've read a lot on filters that say that they will take it out, but I guess that's up to debate. But one thing that's for sure is that you cannot buy a filter large enough, you know, a full-size filter to run all of your water through, like taking a shower and stuff like that, is way beyond the reach of the normal person. So you can't filter it out. Showers, you actually absorb more of that kind of thing than you would just drinking water.
Watson says, although it was the decision of the city council to stop fluoridating the water, the process was lengthy and in the open.
And we had several discussions over 2 years at the council. You know, I was put on the agenda regularly, and eventually we took a vote and voted to take it out.
According to Watson, that's when the public became involved. Eventually, the council decided to put the question to the public as an advisory vote. Among the strongest critics of the decision to stop using fluoride was Di Thane.
You know, it really is a good, safe health measure that's going to ultimately help the kids in our community.
Thane, like Mayor Watson, agrees there's no shortage of material supporting or opposing putting fluoride in the water. But she is a dental hygienist who believes the statistic that fluoridated water cuts dental decay in children by 20-40%. Anecdotally, Thane says from what she's seen, kids in Craig who have been raised on fluoridated water have fewer dental problems than kids raised on non-fluoridated water.
You know, as far as the dental health of the kids in the community of Craig, you know, there's a difference between the mouths of children in fluoridated communities and the mouths of children in non-fluoridated communities. So, you know, I'm definitely a proponent of putting fluoride back in the water here in Craig.
Thane says she recognizes that there are other methods of giving children fluoride, fluoride drops, for instance. But she says, like so many other elements, such as salt, fluoride is safest when it is consumed in small, regular amounts. She says this is best done by having it injected into the water system in a controlled manner.
You know, we have such a great city program here, and we have water operators that do a fantastic job with regulating the amount of fluoride that goes in the water. And if you put it in the hands of the parents, not saying that they wouldn't do an excellent job, but it's easier for an overdose. It's easy for a child to get too much or a child to get a hold of the bottle, which, you know, really isn't a good thing.
The question being put to Craig voters is simple. Should Craig fluoridate its water? But this is only an advisory vote. If the voters say yes, the question then goes back to the city council. I'm Jay Marble.